Welcome to The Ticket, another brand new show on a Monday the 19th of June. Big day for me today. It is the day that the cleaner comes. The miasma of old socks rising from the bedroom floor will be gone when I get home from work tonight. That's a beautiful feeling on a Monday, isn't it?
Second reason it's a big day for you is it's your birthday.
I have gone to massive lengths today to try and hide that from Michelle in order to use it to sway a vet judge who judges us later on in the show for Word for the Week.
You'll do anything to win.
And someone just walked in, like literally I thought, great, I've got her in the studio, no one can tell her now. Turn the lights off for the studio lights and Sheena comes, opens the door and starts singing Happy Birthday and I just looked at her like, are you serious? Oh. You've blown this for me.
I feel so bad. You told me 2 weeks ago and I forgot. I'm sorry.
No, I wanted you to forget. My plan was going so well and now it's all ruined. Ruined my birthday.
Dubai Eye Traffic.
In association with McDonald's.
Oh, a ruined birthday. This is going to be a great show. Let's look at the roads, and it looks really busy from my satellite image here showing on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road in the direction of Dubai. That red line is going for a really long time. It starts from Al Rabat, the Al Rabat intersection, and it's going all the way up to before Amman Street. So just take it easy if you're on Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Road. Another road that's kind of congested at the moment is Al Marabia Road going into town in that direction, and also Al Ittihad Street into Sharjah, seriously busy too. So those are sort of the hot spots today. If you're somewhere that I haven't seen, 4001 is the number, or for free via the Messenger app.
Dubai Eye Traffic.
In association with McDonald's. Try the special Ramadan meal for only 25 dirhams.
McDonald's. I'm loving it. Ticket Tidbit.
Tidbit, a small and particularly interesting item of gossip or information.
Now, there's nothing worse than ending your relaxing, sun-filled beach holiday with a stressful airport, right?
Oh, nothing worse than that last-minute dash to the airport, especially if you've got to give back a hire car.
Well, luckily, something very exciting has happened. But I just want to set the scene. Let's talk about those. You know, you've just spent the week on the beach. You're so relaxed. And then you get to the airport and there's the check-in queue. There's the security. There's the grumpy passengers. And you just think, oh, how can they make this better? Well, I give you Departure Beach.
Departure Beach?
Yeah. So Virgin Holidays have announced plans to cut the chaos by building a private departure lounge on Browns Beach in the Barbados for customers to spend their time before they fly.
So listen, sorry, did you say customers or did you say which customers?
Well, I'm getting to that. I did look into that. I did, and I wanted to know if us normal people can go there. Well, it's set to open in May 2018, and the beach lounge includes transportation, complimentary lunch and soft drinks, a bag drop for your checked luggage, a locker for carry-ons, Wi-Fi, a shower in case you know you got a bit sandy on the beach before you get on the flight, and it's complimentary for people that are staying at the Savannah Beach Hotel in Barbados. But if you would like to go there, you can pay 93 dirhams for adults and 70 dirhams for children.
Oh, that's not as expensive as I thought it would be.
Yeah, if you include the lunch.
Yeah, because I don't think you can pay to get into other Virgin special places like the lounge in Heathrow, which is probably one of the best parts of a few holidays that I've taken.
Really? The
lounge? Seriously. Yeah, one of my friends works for Virgin Atlantic and on the odd occasion, I've gone to the lounge. Normally work-related, and it's just been the best.
Yeah.
The best part of the holiday sometimes.
Yeah, you feel super posh. I know I've been lucky enough to go into the Emirates Lounge, the business one.
Ever seen any famous people in there?
No.
Asuana Frail.
Who's that?
She's an actress. She used to be in Brookside, but now she's in lots of BBC dramas. Oh, wow. I saw her in there.
She was in the Virgin.
And there's lots of people that you look at and you think, they look famous.
Yeah, I look at them and I think, oh, they look rich.
Mm.
So, this we too could, you know, join those lounge, but this time on the beach. So you continue your holiday and literally walk onto the plane, just dust your feet off at the shower. Boom, I love this idea. There's only one so far, but we need all of them to be like that on the beach.
I like it too. It's a brilliant idea. Well done, Virgin. And we're going to give you another listen today to one of our favourite ticket talkbacks. This all stemmed from a great article that was in The Telegraph. You might have read it, actually.
Ticket Talk Back.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
And it was entitled, Why Our Parents Did Holidays Better Than Us. It's looking at the 2017 Travel Trends report from the APTA, which is Britain's leading association of travel agents and tour operators. And this year, they say the third biggest trend for holidays is the micro-adventure.
Sounds very cool, doesn't it?
It kind of, I don't know. I'm thinking of, you know, going on really small holidays that are only maybe a few hours.
I instantly flashed back to Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You know, when they were going through the woodlands and the ants were trying to step on them and stuff. But no, this year they suggest that we're all supposed to experience destinations in a more active way. Okay, so anything from whitewater rafting adventures, horse riding in Andalusia, climbing mountains, and it also clearly points out that our days of sprawling on a sun lounger while the kids strangle each other in the pool are over.
Now, the holidays that our parents took us on, were they happily ignored us for a couple of weeks while we buried our brothers and sisters in sand and played hide and seek for 8 hours a day? Apparently a thing of the past.
Yeah, which is quite sad, I think. Do you remember the holidays that you had as a child with your family?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I was an only child, so it was very much me and mum and dad, and that was it. I don't know. We did a lot of things together. It wasn't like, okay, let Mark go off and, you know, build a few sandcastles. I was super shy as a child, so I wasn't one for going off and mixing with other kids and, you know, walking up to a complete stranger and saying, you know, do you want to build a sandcastle? That wasn't me at all. So, yeah, we were together a lot. You know, I went donkey riding quite a bit on Blackpool Beach.
Where did you used to go on holiday?
It was usually Blackpool or St Anne's in the north of England, or sometimes South. It was always in the UK, and a couple of times to a place called Bridlington, which is in Yorkshire, not far from Whitby.
So was there any sunbathing to be done? Or?
No, very little. Very little sunbathing to be done. And I remember once, it used to be like long steps going down to the beach. And this particular day, at the bottom of these steps, there was a lot of water for some reason. And my dad said, oh, just jump over the water, you'll be all right. And I jumped right in. And it was really deep. It was like a ditch full of water. And we had to go walking around Blackpool trying to get me some dry pants to wear.
I bet your mum was mad about that.
You
told him to jump in.
Exactly.
What about you, Zara? You grew up here, so where were your holidays to?
Yeah, so I grew up here. Lots and lots of trips to Fujairah, Razal Khaimah.
Which probably has not changed
since then. Corfican certainly hasn't changed. It's wonderful over there.
Wait, did you go to Sandy Beach when it was new?
I did.
Oh my gosh.
Shiny new.
Nice.
And that was a lot of time on the beach. My sister and I probably trying not to kill each other, and my parents having a good time in the sun. So I guess maybe we are part of that generation where it was really all about me and my sister trying not to kill each
other. What about Hatta? Did you go there as well?
Lots of times. Yeah. In fact,
I remember the Hatta pools.
Yes, the Hatta pools. And I remember one long weekend we got to go there because my mum was taking part in a murder mystery weekend.
Oh.
But we were just there for the fun of it. So we were, you know, in the pool, going around the resort, having a great time while my mum did this murder mystery weekend. So I do think that is something that doesn't really exist anymore. Kind of just being allowed to be kids and, you know, make up your own fun.
Yeah, I wonder. Not having kids, it's difficult to know, isn't it, if it still exists? Like, what parents are actually doing when they go on holiday with the family these days? Because I remember my family holidays, I don't ever remember going holiday with my dad, ever. Like, I remember I would go with my mum and my auntie, and it'd be me. And I would normally end up in the Big Tea Club. It's like a club for kids. I can remember going on like mad adventures where they'd do treasure hunts and orienteering, and it was all just about keeping the kids busy so that the grown-ups could have the time on their own. Or I remember like a woman in the pool once teaching me to swim, a stranger who I'd just met in the pool who would teach me to do the breaststroke. And I was always just finding new friends.
Right, so you were good at that. I wasn't. You were really good at mixing with other people.
I think I just had to.
Yeah.
So, I didn't suffer at all from it. Like, I don't think I missed any time doing adventures with my parents.
But I think that social element is really important. So when I got older, you know, kind of entering the teen years, my parents would ship me off to loads of different camps. And it's great because you do meet people and you're forced to interact. And it definitely helps you as you get older in life.
Well, ABTA have placed the blame for this trend on our quest for healthier lifestyles. You've tried clean eating, now try clean family holidays, which just sounds awful, doesn't it?
Clean family holidays.
So we haven't got kids in the studio. Mark has. Do you remember the kind of holidays you took your kids on when they were little?
It was I don't know, quite often it was just me and my daughter. I'm not quite that sure why, but I took them to Disneyland, and I took my daughter to Benidorm. It was usually kind of going, meeting my dad, who was in the UK, and we'd all go on holiday together, the three of us. So
Benidorm, was that about, right, you go play, I'm putting you in the kids' club?
Or? Not at all.
Always together?
Always together. Always on the beach together, always walking around together. Whatever we were doing that day, it was always together. Never send them off.
So this idea of clean family holidays, is it doing things like whitewater rafting, horse riding, climbing mountains, but you're always together, or are you shipping the kids off to do that?
No, always together. So it's about the parents getting involved in the adventures with their youngsters and not having any time away from the kids on holiday. It's all about spending every minute on holiday with your kids now and having adventures with them, pushing them into doing something that challenges them, active-wise. Is that how you remember holidays, Michelle? Like your parents always doing activities with you, or were you left to your own devices?
I think it was always family together doing things. I don't know if we did a lot of those sort of activity-based or camp-based things. We normally went somewhere, and that was exciting enough how it is. I think the only time we would ever be separated is maybe you went to a hotel kids club once in a while, but we didn't do that often. We were always together.
Did you never hear the words come out of your mum's mouth? Mummy is relaxing. Go and play over there.
I think we were always together. I think.
Aww.
Yeah. So
it's adorable.
I've blocked it from my memory as part of like psychology or something.
Do get in touch if you would like to share your thoughts on this. There's a lot of shows on Dubai Eye, and a lot of them are quite different. And it's funny because when we come in after 1 o'clock, they've always been talking about something else before 1 o'clock. But then texts are still sort of trickling through from that. I wonder if we could do a feature, Michelle, where we spend a bit of time just trying to answer questions that have been asked of Suzanne and the guys on Dubai Today.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, it was about pets today, and someone was asking about their 5-month-old Maltese puppy. He knows all the commands. He knows how to sit. He knows how to roll over, stay and shake and come. However, he only responds to them with a treat. How can I remedy this? Now, if I knew the answer to that, my husband would do more than just sit and take treats on the sofa. So I can't help with that one. You?
I would say ignore. I've heard that if you ignore bad behavior, then it won't be repeated. That's from my previous days as an animal expert. No, I was never that. But I think it could get dangerous if we answer these texts because they have psychology on a Wednesday.
All sorts.
Food. You could do a bit of food. I'd be atrocious. They do cultural stuff. Dentist. Are you going to answer stuff about fillings? I don't know.
I think you could make a good podcast on the side, maybe. Right, this afternoon, we're going to get back to what we're talking about. We're listening to one of our favourite ticket talkbacks. There was a great article in The Telegraph that said we can wave goodbye to beach holidays where the kids make their own fun this year. And instead, it's going to be all about parents taking micro-adventures with their children.
Ticket Talkback.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
Climbing mountains, horse riding, kayaking, and living a healthier, more active lifestyle. So we're asking you today what kind of holidays you went on as a youngster. We've got Alisar joining us on the line. Lived all his life in the city of Dubai. Alisar, what are your memories of holidays when you were a little boy?
Most of our holidays were inside the UAE because, the option of traveling back then wasn't too much available. So we spent a lot of time in Fujairah. You guys mentioned Sandy Beach Hotel was one of our favorite spots.
It still is,
but it's a lot more expensive now.
I bet.
Yeah, and we used to go to the Chicago Beach Hotel, which is the old Jumeirah Beach Hotel.
Yeah, remember it well.
Yeah, that was always a very favorite. We used to book the weekends and stay there for a weekend. But the nature of the holiday was our parents would sit back and relax and we'd just do our own thing.
Yes, so that's what they're saying. And they're saying that we have to wave goodbye to those holidays now because now you have to be doing adventures with your kids on holidays instead of just lying back and letting them play.
True. I still do their weekend at a hotel with my kids, but I don't actually sit back and relax. I'm involved in every aspect of their, whatever they're doing, either building a sandcastle or at the kids' club, I'm always with them. So it's actually a vacation for them, not for me.
Do you think it's what, maybe your own parents did, that you adopt that and it's kind of, inbred into you, that's what I'm going to do with my kids?
Yeah, Yeah, and don't forget, the busy schedule of being in Dubai and the different holidays and work hours and vacations that don't always match. So it's good to have whenever you get a chance to have a long weekend, just take advantage and do it locally, like a staycation kind of vacation.
But Elisar, you said there that you feel the pressure to do everything with your kids rather than just sit back and let them make their own fun. Just throw it around today, the idea of whether that's the best thing to do, because I'm sure you look back on your holidays where you were allowed to create your own fun. I'm sure you look back nostalgically and think they were great holidays.
They were, but it's just these days you get so many, you know, articles and research and studies how you should be involved more with your kids. You should spend more quality time with them. There's a lot of pressure on parents to be involved with their kids.
I know, but it's hard for me to understand this because you did your own study. You grew up with your parents who let you get on with it. And I mean, do you look back and think, I wish they'd spent more time with me on holiday?
Not really. No, they were fun holidays. Hmm. I never actually said, oh, I wish my parents would build a sandcastle and, you know, and do this with me rather than just sit and relax. It was fun. But I don't know. Times have changed. You need to be more involved with kids these days.
I don't know. I don't believe it. I think if you let them have their own space to just, you know, be bored and make their own games, I think it helps with creativity.
It is. It is true. The boredom does actually create creativity. But I don't know. I guess as a parent, because the kids are still small. My kids are still young. So I want to be, you know, involved in everything that they do. Maybe when they grow a little older, they just go, Dad, please stay away. You're embarrassed.
And are you taking them on similar holidays that you went on, or are you venturing further afield with your kids?
It is different. We do go to different places. We try different things that weren't available back then. So it is different, for sure. We don't have that many options back then. Yeah. Now we do, and we can afford them now a lot more than we did back then.
Yeah.
Elisar, thank you so much for your call on that and your thoughts about Sandy Beach, the memories. Yeah. I wish I'd gone to Sandy Beach as a kid.
I know, it sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Yeah, it was obviously the place.
I don't understand this pressure, though, on parents to now have to do so much more with their kids. If we're all grown up and we're happy with the experience we got being left alone whilst our parents sat on a sun lounger for 2 weeks, then why is it not good enough for your kids? If you're happy with that, why isn't it good enough to do that? Why do you have to do more? Because the pressure that you're getting from media, from newspapers, from wherever you're getting it from, that's to sell holidays and experiences, right? Yeah. We know that.
It is, but I mean, you know, from first-hand experience now, my son will sometimes call me up and say, oh, Dad, you remember when you took me to Manchester and we went to watch the Manchester United-Chelsea football match? And things that we'd done together, he really remembers. Do you remember when we went to Japan and, you know, we crossed that busy crossing in the middle of Tokyo? And those things stay with him, you know. If we hadn't been together, then I don't think they would quite as much.
If he'd just been making his own kind of film while you're sat on the sun lounger.
Yeah, exactly.
Let us know your thoughts on this today. And also let us know if you can remember those first holidays when you were really little, like where you went, who you went with, was it a road trip in the car? And where you grew up, actually, because a lot of the people who grew up in Dubai went across to Fujairah, of course.
Yeah.
A lot of people who grew up in England just did road trips around England.
I mean, was it very much in... We both grew up in England and my holidays were maybe 1.5-2 hours away and that was it.
No, you know. Mine were generally a couple of hours away on a plane to the Canary Islands.
Ah, right.
Mm.
Better off than me.
I don't think so. I think it was just like 10 years down the line or something, wasn't
it? Yeah, possibly, yeah.
So it was flying was cheaper.
I mean, in my generation, a lot of people weren't going overseas for holidays.
Well, we did a little round of through the office today and we spoke to people from lots of different places and we asked them if they can remember those early days holidays.
When I was a kid, we used to travel to all bizarre places. Like, I remember my parents taking me to Romania and it was such an adventure. We went to places like Venice whilst we were there, etc. But I remember going out in a pedalo once and having to leave your passports with authorities if you wanted to take out pedalo, because, of course, at that time it was still a communist state. But, I mean, we used to have some amazing adventures and my parents would take me to really unusual places and not the norm.
Most of them for me will are going to places like North Wales and the Lake District and kind of having like caravan holidays or going camping, that kind of thing. But that was more with friends, to be honest, more than family things. For years, it was just me and my mum. And yeah, we had a few little breaks away, but mostly I'd be going away with friends, families, to be honest. My mum and I did have one holiday abroad, went to Mallorca. I always remember that, like staying in a hotel and made some friends there as I think I was 8 years old, so that was quite a new experience for me. So yeah, but really nice memories, of course, anyway, whether it was with my mum or as part of my friends' families.
Well, most of the time we used to go to visit the grandparents and my extended family, so we'll travel like a couple of hours away, maybe 6 hours away, to where the extended family would leave, and we'll just go and relax to the farm and be with the grandparents, be with the aunties and uncles, and see our cousins. Those are amazing memories, good memories.
Oh my goodness, my parents were amazing. Every summer, because I'm half Kiwi, we'd go back and visit my mum's side of the family. We'd always get to stop in Singapore. I've got memories of being excited landing at night, knowing the next morning I was going to get to go to the toy shop. Yeah, we did a lot of traveling when I was little. I was really blessed.
There's some of the people in the Dubai Eye office sharing their memories of when they're little. We've had a few texts through. This one's from Christina. She says that she took holidays together with her family when she was a child, but she says now it seems like the kids can fly on off on their own and visit friends around the world. She's like, I'm not so happy about this, but I allow each of my boys to do this once every year. It's a great experience for them, and they always come back appreciating their home more. So they kind of miss home, so they're great. They were happy to get back to mom.
Oh, and Paul Ryan says, taking my 7-year-old daughter on a tour of southwest of Ireland. Copy-paste of a trip when I was the same age. I spend quite a bit of time with my kids, also when I'm on holiday. But she also needs to make her own holiday memories. Holidays are also important to reconnect with your spouse. Yeah, I can imagine that, because if you do go as a family, you do want some mum and dad time. And why can't that be when you're on the beach? They can make their own fun. They can get creative. They can go off and make a sand castle mansion. And they'll make little friends as well whilst they're on the beach, hopefully.
I think security is one of those things today. You know, parents are always wanting to keep an eye on where the kids are. And sometimes, I suppose it depends on the age as well. Some you can't keep your eyes off them.
I don't know about you, though, but I loved my freedom as a kid.
Oh, yes.
Get up to all sorts of adventures.
When you have the security and you're able to do it. So, you know, we had a massive garden. I'd just spend hours and hours out in the vegetable patch or whatever you may be doing.
Oh, my parents didn't care about security. We had woods at the end of my street. Oh, that's my where goodness. I would play. I would make dens in the woods, and they'd just be like, see you later. Have fun in the woods. Anyway, keep your thoughts coming in on this. This afternoon, we're looking back at one of our favourite ticket talkbacks first. The family holiday is a very different looking one this year. That's according to an article in The Telegraph. This year, it's going to be all about the micro-adventure. You can say goodbye to relaxing on the beach whilst the kids make their own fun. But what makes a good family holiday for you?
Ticket Talkback.
Dial 04-423-1010 or text 4001.
We've got Azim joining us on the line. He's from India. And Azim, what are your thoughts on family holidays? And, you know, what do you do maybe with your family?
Well, I mean, there's multiple activities that you can do with your family. And honestly, there's, like Steph said earlier, there's nothing actually essentially wrong with leaving your kids be. Mm. But I mean, you want to have those memories with your children and vice versa. You want them to have memories of you. So if you were to do an activity where you would leave your kids be, like go to the beach, for example, and then you're busy, the adults are busy and the children are playing on their own, there's nothing wrong with that. The kids would have a fun time and they would be more, they would explore the different activities or games or whatever. But again, their memory of you wouldn't be there on that beach. So when they grow up, like how you mentioned earlier, that, you know, if I'm speaking to my dad and telling him, okay, look, I remember that time at the beach, or I remember that time in Tokyo or wherever, So that memory with your parents aren't going to be there. And that's what you need to work towards, because when the children grow up, you need them to have some sort of memory of you. I mean, that's the only thing you're going to leave behind.
Right? Yeah, I agree.
And, yeah.
Azeem, thank you so much for your call today. Do you agree with Azeem that you do have to be doing activities with your kids, or they won't remember you on that holiday where you're just lying on the beach and they're off playing on their own? I disagree. I think they will.
I'm not so sure. We've got Vanita joining us on Line 8 next. Grew up in Hong Kong, Delhi, Calcutta, all over the place. Vanita, family holidays, what's the perfect recipe for you?
You know, the family holiday has to have elements that take into account that the family is on holiday. So it really has to be a mixed bag of activities and, you know, whatever it is or however it's being planned must take into account that there is a mother and a father involved as well. And I find this whole sort of pressure that parents say that they're subjected to in terms of needing to constantly do stuff all the time, mm-hmm. a bit disturbing. And you know, it's not to blame any sort of demographic, but I do feel that these days, even if you call it an experience, it's just a euphemism for marketing speak, really, for more material consumption, no matter what you call it. And I do think that children or whoever or anyone really value the memories and the time spent. I think as one of your team members mentioned in the interviews when I was driving, is that it really is the time that you spend together. And it could be something as mundane as building a sandcastle. But the fact that you're all together doing it, I think that bond is irrevocable, and that bond is what really stays, and it can't be explained and it's intangible, but that's what sticks until the very end.
But also I have this memory of being on family holidays when I was a kid. My little sisters, like, someone would be listening to music in the pool, someone else would be reading, someone would be in the kitchen doing a bit of cooking. Like, there was nothing wrong with being left your own space. You didn't have to be doing things all the time.
No, and I do feel that also. I mean, even if one removes the holidays as such from the equation, there's pressure to constantly make sure that your children are doing something all the time, or the number of extracurricular activities that they're involved in. I mean, whatever happened to just leave me alone and figure out something?
Yeah, run around the block kind of thing. What holidays did you go on when you were a child?
Well, we visited a lot of family, and we were taken around India to discover India before we were allowed to discover the rest of the world. It was a big enough country for my father to take us around, and I think there was plenty of diversity there. And it was a mix. It was a mix of a sort of a pilgrimage, / family, / food, / sightseeing. There were arguments, there were fights, there were unpleasant moments, but there were also happy moments as well, and I think that's what makes it such a mixed bag and memorable, really, because it wasn't programmed and it sort of took its own course.
Its natural course. It wasn't, we're going to do this activity at such a time on such a day. And yeah, I see where you're coming from. I mean, have you got great memories from those trips?
Yes, no. I mean, obviously some stand out a lot, I mean, depending on where they were. But it really is, I think, the bond. I'm incredibly attached, even today, to my parents and my family. And I think it's really the time spent. And, you know, and it's not even like we would visit somewhere and then we would have, as, you know, the articles nowadays tell you, to engage with your children and discuss what you've seen. And sometimes as a child, you just want to be left alone as well. And I think your parents, my parents, and they have the good sense and the common sense to know when to leave us alone and when to sort of engage. But I feel like this pressure to constantly engage now is what is breeding a generation of people who don't know what to do with their time if they're not entertained or engaged.
Yeah.
I think that's a brilliant point to leave it on. Yeah, absolutely. I love being bored. Like, I don't get bored very easily. I could potter for an entire weekend, not leave the flat whatsoever, and just be happy.
Yeah, I love a good pottering around.
I think it's because I was left as a kid just to do my own thing.
But don't you think nowadays it's difficult to be bored, because with things like mobile phones being constantly entertained by everything around us, and having children in a generation growing up like that, especially in Dubai, I think it's challenging. I think when you always... there's always something stimulating around you, whether it's a program, whether it's school, whether it's, you know, are there those summers where you just go and sit outside in a sandpit for hours and hours on end, and that was enough?
Do you remember making daisy chains? Did you do that?
With the paper?
No, with actual daisies?
No, we didn't.
We used to do that. So they'd grow on the lawn.
You tie the...
What you do is, I can't believe I've not made a daisy chain. I'm going to have to find some daisies in Dubai. We could do this together. So, sitting outside on the grass, we'd normally do this at school if it was like a hot day, which is very rare in the northeast of England. The teachers would lose it and they'd be like, we're going outside. We haven't got any books to tape, but we're just going to make daisy chains art. We'll call it art. So you would pick a daisy and it'd have the stem. And then with your fingernail, you would put a tiny little hole in the stem and you'd get another daisy and stick the stem of that one through the hole of the other and then link them all together and make a necklace.
Oh my goodness, I've never done one of these. That sounds delightful.
If anyone knows where there's any daisies in Dubai, if you could let us know, 4001, we're going to get Michelle straight over there. We'll Instagram it, we'll do everything, all the social media, and we'll have Michelle make her first ever daisy chain.
I have a feeling it's going to be one of those beautiful gardens next to a highway here in Dubai. You know how we have many of them when there's like overpasses and these beautifully designed gardens, and Steph and Michelle sitting there in the heat
in our deck chairs,
making our daisy chains.
They could be branded with your company's name.